Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This hour will feature a rare CD. It's of rare cantorial gems. It was an album put out in 1997. Was that 25 years ago or so? I never played this one. It's going to have rare recordings. The first two will be Yossel Rosenblatt. And these were two of Yossel's first recordings made in 1907 by Odeon. So I'm going to play the two recordings from Odeon. The first will be Memotzei Menucha, and we'll go right into the next selection of Ahavat Olam.
Oh,
as noted, that was the great Yossele Rosenblatt, and we'll hear another selection from the recordings made in 1907 when Yossele was 25 years of age. This is Ahavat Olam, Yossele in the year of, what is this, 1907, wow.
Yeah, I'm a fool. I'm so sincere.
We've been listening to a very early Yasla Rosenblatt. Okay, Yakov Kusevitsky, born in 1903, he died in 1959. These next two recordings were Yakov Kusevitsky's first recordings made in Warsaw in 1937. We'll begin with Leil Shimurim. Kusevitsky with Leil Shimurim. Next, we'll be hearing Yakov Kusevitsky with Eilu Dvorim.
And I'm
Yaakov Kusvitsky. Next is Moshe, born in 1899. He died in 1966. These next four selections are from the private recordings of the collection of Kinyater Elimelech Burstein and from the collection of Akiva Zimmerman. These were rare recordings, and the first we'll hear Moshe with Birkat HaChodesh.
Thank you.
Okay. A little difficult hearing, no? Okay. That's Moshe Kusevitzky with Birkat HaChodesh. We'll next hear Moshe with the wedding service.
Sameya, 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 Same
Well, quite a service, wouldn't you say? Wedding service with Moshe Koussevitzky. We'll hear Moshe now with Kol Hashem.
Thank you.
Well, as you can tell, a lot of these recordings were made live during live davenings, and I hope it's been coming through clear. Let's hear Moshe with one more selection, Moshe Kusevitsky, Lo Tevoshi. Okay, we're coming to the end of this album. Very different. We'll be hearing Binyamin Ungar, born in 1907, died in 1983, Av HaRachamim. Binyamin Ungar.
Mm-hmm. Lo so
Okay, Binyamin Ungar, born in 1907 in Galicia. Whoops. No, oh no. Okay, this is, where was I? In 1959, he became the chief cantor of the Tel Aviv Great Synagogue. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy this mixture of oldies. The recordings were a little rare, a little sticky, but I think the quality did come through. Hope you enjoyed that. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@awol.com. cbjmusic@awol.com. Shalom, everyone.